Our scripture today is from James 5, verse 13 through 16. You can find that in your Bibles on page 231 of the New Testament. The title of this section is called The Prayer of Faith. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you might be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
I remember my first experience with anointing. My grandmother had had a stroke. I was probably 8 or 9. I knew something seriously had happened, and she called for the church to anoint her. And my brother and my sister, all of us young, were given this little lecture before going to this anointing. You're to go, you're to sit and be quiet and observe. Now, for a hyperactive attention deficit kid, being quiet and observing isn't always that easy. But I must confess, I love my grandmother dearly, and I knew she was very sick. And so I was quiet, and I did observe. I noticed that this was a very special moment of grace, as I would define it. We were present to one another. Now, I'd admit, Grandma did not get totally well, but she made improvement. Her voice was strengthened. She could walk with the walker more steadily, and she could participate in life to the fullest extent that she was able to participate. As I thought about that in preparation of the sermon, I realized what was happening there was an act of presence. Brethren, believe that God intends people to be whole in body, mind, and spirit. In the pastor's handbook that pastors often use for anointing and baptisms and those kinds of things, the author offers this insight. Wholeness is experienced only as a person's relationship to God and others is open and honest. One becomes whole as his or her relationship with God and the faith community is renewed. An act of presence, an act of renewal. Today's scripture encourages volunteer presence. We are ones who open ourselves to the calling for the church to pray and anoint for the strengthening of our faith, for the forgiveness of sin, and for the wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. Not controlling God, but opening ourselves in a relationship to God for whatever might come our way. Volunteering our presence admits there is something we need more than our own effort at prayer or stoic journey through a difficult time. The community, we, the body of Christ, brings presence. I have anointed people prior to surgery, those who are stressed with family or job, people who have broken relationship, or simply those who were sick and needed the help of others. I have anointed people for their transition from this life into their eternal life. Each hunger and long for a renewed wholeness, a peace, a confidence that they are not alone on the journey, whatever it may include. And I think they want a grace and mercy of God to accompany them. I remember on one occasion, it was one of the first anointings I participated in, I was called to a home of a mother who was dying. She was unconscious as nearly as we could tell, but she was holding on for dear life. I looked at what was going on in the room and I noticed the family was hovering over her. It was just like they were trying to hold on, keep her with them. You know how it is when we love someone dearly, and it's very, very hard to let go. But they also knew it had come time. So they asked me whether I would anoint her. Now, she wasn't volunteering to be present, but I had a sense that this dear lady was very present with us. So I talked to the family, and I said, if we anoint her, are you open to let go? Are you willing to surrender her to God and let the process of life complete itself? Well, it was reluctant, but they finally said yes. And with that confession, I anointed us, and particularly this woman, in her final moments. After the anointing, we stood quiet by her bedside after praying and just took in her presence. And then I left. Now, back then, we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have voicemail, but fortunately, Peg was home and had received the message. By the time I had gotten back to my home, she had let go, surrendered her life to God. That is why anointing involves the presence of the body of Christ. It says in today's text, call the elders. Well, we call pastors, we call deacons, or sometimes we call out of the body people who are close to a person. I've had a whole congregation, and today we will have anointing that involves the whole congregation, but I've had one person or two along my life journey say, I want the whole body present. But mostly it's an individual or two from the church that joined the deacons and the pastor in the anointing. And why is that important? The way we meet the living Christ is in the body of Christ. We are the representatives of the one who goes with us, who loves us, who holds his hand out and invites us to move forth from where we are to another place in our life's journey. We become the ones who receive the confession. It can be an affirmation of faith, but it can also be an identifying issue or concern that holds us back from God. Now, I don't know if you believe me or not, but every one of us here falls short of the glory of God. We sin. Anybody believe that's wrong? I'm not going to look at Peg because she argues with me about this all the time. But we do. We are in need of the grace of God. And the body is the one who represents the most forgiving element of our faith journey. Jesus forgives us. All we have to do is surrender ourselves to that. So this morning there will be a confession of our sins. Our sins are different. They're sometimes known. They're sometimes not known. They're sometimes carried from a long way on our journey to a moment when we're willing to let go and let God. The most significant piece of the Christian faith journey is the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of a loving God. That is a gift. And that is a part of the anointing service. It is letting go of that that brings an inner peace, an outward experience of something that we need within. Eugene Peterson refers to it as being cleansed from the inside out. It's that important moment of the healing process. In a need for forgiveness and new wholeness, presence is so important. Whether sick in body, mind, or spirit, to know that others really, really do care and will stand for with us is comforting. Now, the other point, and the title of this section, is the prayer of faith. Anointing is bringing our faith together. And you know, it's like these chains we make at Christmas and hang on the Christmas tree, paper chains. That kind of togetherness represents a strength and faith that each of us individually don't have by ourselves. That is a presence, a powerful presence. And so when we come together in anointing, whether it's in our home or whether it's in the hospital or whether it is here in this place, we come with the idea that we are making ourselves present to the body of Christ who is present with us, which makes us open to the presence of the living Christ. There are two things that I have noticed in anointing. One, that almost every time that I have participated in anointing, I have felt energy, spirit, something leave my body as I've participated in that act. I was cautioned about this early on. I kind of laughed and scoffed at that. I thought there was nothing to that, but very honestly, folks, those who are involved in the anointing, something is surrendered up. We are a presence of self to the other. And the second is the change in the person anointed. I have seen most remarkable changes in spirit, in heart, in mind. I've seen people who were very sick become well. I've seen people who are near death die peacefully. I've watched people who have carried a heavy sin in their life become free of that sin, unshackled, and free to journey more freely in life and experience it more fully and completely. From the beginning experience of observation that I had as a child at my grandmother's anointing to this very moment, as you are being invited, if desired, to be anointed, I have only one expectation: that we bring ourselves into the loving presence of this congregation, and that we will be met by the merciful, loving, and forgiving God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In that reality, we will find a new wholeness. Being presence, an act of presence, that is what we believe in anointing. Let us sing together.